The recount is about 75% complete. Waukesha County is one of more than a dozen counties that hasn't finished its work yet.
I need you to go and get a poll book for Ward 1 and report out.
Yesterday at the county courthouse, people working at several tables poured through ballots from the city of Brookfield, votes that the Waukesha County clerk says she neglected to add in on election night, but later did, giving about a 7,000-vote lead to incumbent Justice David Prosser. Joanne Kloppenberg's campaign manager, Melissa Mulliken, says her observers have noted potential problems with some of the Brookfield ballots.
I understand that 5 out of the first 6 bags that were opened from the city of Brookfield were not sealed properly. You could reach your hands in. There have been issues with the tags, the numbers on the bags and the number on the tags and the number in the inspector's logs don't line up.
Mulliken says there have been anomalies elsewhere in the state as well, including potential problems with touchscreen voting machines. And in Dane County, there was a stack of ballots in a clerk's office. Mulliken won't say if the problems could swing the election. Prosser spokesperson Brian Niemore says the concerns are minor.
Well, anomalies by whose definition? I mean, anomalies by the GAB's definition, where they would change the outcome of the election, anomalies by our opponent's definition. We don't see any anomalies by that first definition.
The GAB, or Government Accountability Board, says it will ask a judge to grant an extension beyond the May 9 deadline for completing the recount. That's because Waukesha and Dane counties have asked for more time. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.